there, sweetheart. That was my aunt.
Or in the Piggly Wiggly, which I'm sure now, that
in Alabama and Mobile we didn't have Piggly Wiggly. We had A&P.
Did y'all have an A&P?
We had A&P.
Oh, I'm sure that Big Fatty has a Piggly Wiggly up where he lives.
When I was out in Austell, we had a Piggly Wiggly out there.
Yeah, I'm sure Big Fatty's Piggly Wiggly is probably in the Bat Cave, though.
No, it's probably at the market somewhere, or going maybe be all the way.
that's when you what is that movie where what's his face comes and slides out into the music, old time rock and roll? That's how you get into Big Fatty's Bat Cave, because of the bacon grease on the floor. You slide in and you just enter the Piggly Wiggly. Yes, I'm here to pick up some ham.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes, I'm here to pick up some ham.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 669 of the BFO for Thursday, the 26th of August, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, I am at the Hara Hotel. And yes, Big Fatty, you are so eloquent with your words in describing what's going on. Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I am at the Hara Hotel, as you just heard. And y'all, it was quite the evening on Wednesday night when we were packing up the Ford Explosion, and y'all, there were all these big Rubbermaid, that's it, Rubbermaid, these big tubs of stuff that Big Fatty had to pack into the Ford Explosion, and there were these little dainty lunch bags, you know, for the Red Hat luncheon that I told you about. And what else did I have to... Oh, Miss Granny and Miss Porter, their potable sling would not fit into their vehicle, so I put that into the Ford Explosion. And y'all, then there's all these boxes of Snickersnacks and Chippa Chaps, Chippy Chips. And what else was in there? Oh, and the ladder game had to go in there also. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we had the Safe Sex kits and y'all, which is basically a party balloon and some lube. Ah, Big Fatty, you are vulgar. Then we loaded up Miss Porter's car, and y'all, there were probably a dozen 24 packs of bottled water, and we had like 10 cases, 24. Can cases of of beer, and what else? Oh, there was Coca-Cola products, and what else did they have to go in there? They had what else was there? I know there was something else. Ah, oh, they had baskets. They had their special baskets of things that we'll be putting on the silent auction. And then Big Fatty came home on Wednesday night, and I watched the Big Balls. Y'all, the Big Balls was just lovely. And y'all, if you're not watching the Big Balls, you are missing. You are just missing one of the funniest shows on television. And no, that was Tuesday. I say Tuesday night, not when. I say Wednesday night. Y'all, so I couldn't get to sleep. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't get to sleep. Tuesday night, and so y'all, I tossed and turned and tossed and turned and tossed and turned, and finally fell asleep about 1:15, and then I just woke up at, you know, about 7:45 on Wednesday morning. Y'all, I had my coffee and some good maple flavored bacon and a bagel. That was what I just belched up. Y'all, I didn't have any lunch today. didn't have any lunch, but y'all, as soon as I finish with the little show, I'm going to getting in the Ford Explosion with Granny and Miss Porter, and we are going to go to the Mellow Mushroom. Yes, McFaddy, that sounds lovely. And we're going to have some Italian. Oh, dear, I say I've got to. Yeah, I don't have the regular box that the microhoy sits on, so I'm trying to sit a little bit closer so my grandson can hear me. But we're going to go to the Mellow Mushroom for some supper, and then, y'all, it'll be back to the Horror Hotel for alcoholic beverages and big burlap. So anyway, and y'all, once I got here, I left Charleston about 10:30 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, I pulled into the Horror Hotel just about 10 minutes after 1 o'clock in the afternoon p.m., and... And y'all got all checked in. They had a new lady on the desk, and y'all, her name was, I thought it was Booger, but it wasn't. It was something like Wombat. No, it wasn't Wombat. What was it? It was like Woogie or we're gonna call her Booger, because that's what comes to him. Ah, big funny, that is vulgar. And so she got me checked in, y'all, and then there wasn't a key to my room. And so I said, well, can you give me the key to Granny and Miss Porter's room so that I can unpack all this shit out of the Ford Explosion into their room? And then I can turn on the air conditioning as well. And she says, yes, Big Friday, we can do that. And, y'all, she handed me the key to Granny and Miss Porter's room, and, it was the key to my room. So... After all that, I unpacked as much as I could out of the Ford Explosion that was Big Fatty's stuff, and then I went back up, because they were in the midst of finishing up the housekeeping duties of the day, and all the keys had not been returned to the front office, and so I went back up there, and I said, have they returned the key to Miss Porter and Granny's room? And they said, no! And... So she says, let me just give you the extra keys. And so I unpacked all the shit into their room, and then finished unpacking the shit into Big Fatty's, auxiliary fat cave. And y'all, by the way, it is the fat cave, unlike what that gay country boy Wes calls it, the bat cave. Y'all, I don't know where he gets the bat cave from. It doesn't make sense, Big Fatty. What, is he confused? Clearly, Wes needs to come on over to the Horror Hotel and let me show him why it's called the fat cave. Yes, Big Fatty, that is vulgar. But y'all, I have a feeling Wes might enjoy finding out why it's called the fat cave. But, y'all, once I got everything unpacked and all, then I did a little tour of the pig pen and saw all the new additions that had been added. What else did I do? I know what I had to do, y'all. I couldn't believe this. I just couldn't believe it, y'all. I had put some impotent documents... and registration information on one of those little stick drives. What do they call? Flash drives. And, y'all, I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it when I unpacked the Ford Explosion. And, y'all, so I had to call and speak to Larry Clyde. I said, Larry Clyde, is my stick drive sitting on the desk at the coal mine? He says, no, Big Freddy, it is not. And I said, well, is it plugged into the back of the computer? He goes, no, it is not. And I'm going, well, I've lost it. I've just lost it. And so I was all worried about that, y'all, because that was all the records that I had for everybody for coming to the Horror Weekend. But, y'all, I had made a copy onto the computer, so I had Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-R.
Yeah, Gussie, that's Vader in stereo. Y'all, Mr. Larry H. Vader, he e-laddered him over to Big Fatty at the Horror Hotel, so everything has been solved, and we can move the show forward. And y'all, I am feeling in my pockets now, and I think that I've lost it again. Yes, Big Fatty, you probably have. But anyway, so he emailed it over to me, and y'all then I had to go to Staples on Wednesday afternoon and to get some documents printed. And y'all, I went to get the horror group's checkbook, and y'all, the stick was in the little bag I have with the checkbook and all that kind of stuff in there. So all was for naught, not naught in the uck, but for you know, there was no need to worry. And y'all, I've got something for naught, but I don't think he wants it. But anyway, Big Fatty, that's vulgar for naught. But y'all took the stick to the Staples, and y'all, they printed off the horror documents, and they were like, oh, and they said, oh, you were here last year, Big Fatty. And I went, yes. And anyway, I have to pick up the finalized documents on Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock at the very latest. And that'd be 4 o'clock in the afternoon p.m. And but y'all, I'm afraid. Let me just walk over here real quick. I'm going to walk over here to where my billfold is. Let me just look over here. Y'all, they forgot. Yes, we're ready. It is not here. Where is it? Y'all, I have left. I have left the Staples and left the memory stick at the counter. Well, actually, I didn't leave it at the counter. It is still stuck in the machine. Ah, Big Freddy's stuck in the machine. And so I'll have to remember to get that tomorrow when I go pick up the final printed documents for the little weekend. And and I told you we're getting ready to go have some mellow mushrooms. And y'all, do you like the mushrooms? I know there's some of you that don't care for the toadstools on your pizza or anything else, but you know, Big Fatty likes it. By the way, for Michael Sage, we just passed the 1, 2, 3, 4 mark in this little show. And y'all, by the way, I've noticed that several people are starting to unsubscribe, and I just want to say, just for a little moment here, y'all, I have said this from day one, that this show is not for everybody, and not everybody should listen, and there are times that people listen for a while, and then they grow tired of it, and they need to just move on. But y'all, there are times when people become accustomed to having a little bit of nonsense in their life, and it's just, you know, it's just a time to just let go for 20 minutes and not have to think about anything. Or, you know, the less sense it makes, the happier they are. So, y'all, you know, if you can't stomach Big Fatty anymore, then it was a nice ride. And maybe stop back in every now and then, and you know, we'll say hello, and there'll be no hard feelings. But y'all, if there's somebody out there that you think might be able to enjoy listening to the little show, Big Fatty would love it, just love it, if you would direct them on over here. Now y'all, I have just received an e-letter here from the people that do the Price is Right and the Press Your Luck games. And y'all, they are offering the Where's Waldo for the iPod, and the Price is Right 2010, and the Press Your Luck for 99 cents. Y'all, these are regularly $4.99, and y'all, they've got the Hell's Kitchen for the iPhone and the iPod Touch for 99 cents also. And y'all, that's got that Gordon Ramsay that just calls everybody a stupid donkey. Yes, Big Fatty, a stupid donkey. And y'all, they've got one for the absorbent iPad, or for the Where's Waldo. And y'all, if you want to see more about that, where do you go? Big Fatty, I don't know. But the offer will expire soon. And y'all, it's from Ludia Games, LUDIA. Maybe that's Luda Games. But y'all, I wonder if what would happen if I clicked on one of these. Yes, Big Fatty, just click on it. See what spam. Y'all, it takes you to the iTunes, and y'all, you can go and get a little preview of it. And, yes, Big Patty. Oh, and y'all, that Gordon Ramsay's gonna call you a stupid donkey. So, anyway, if you need a little game for your iPhone or your iPod or your iPad, go check that out. Yes, Big Patty, it sounds just like, y'all, have you been over? Have you been over to that Kim Beaver's lodge? Y'all, I was incorrect when I said, thank goodness there was not a camera in the elevator when Big Fatty got caught in the elevator. Because y'all, that Kim Beaver has found the photos of me in the elevator. And y'all, we are being joined at this moment by Miss Porter. Hi, Miss Porter.
Hi, Granny.
Miss Porter, would you like to say hello to everybody?
Hello.
Okay, what have you got for me, Miss Porter? Oh,
that's the one you said to get.
He's brought. Are we giving that to everybody?
It's yours.
Oh, for me. Oh, okay. Well, good.
That's the one you said.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, because I had it on my desk.
Oh, okay. Yes,
and
I do
said,
remember
ask
that.
Your boss if you had any extra.
Okay, y'all, he is just giving, y'all, we were just talking at the beginning of today's little show about the Piggly Wiggly, the Piggly Wiggly. Miss Porter has just given me a Piggly Wiggly pin to go on my vest for the weekend. And y'all, it is lovely. It is a bronze pig. It's almost as if it's been cooked. Ah! Bang, Freddy. But anyway, go over there to that Kim Beaver's lodge and see that picture of Big Fatty in the elevator. Y'all, I was doing some sort of Kegels or something. Is that what they're called? Is it? I can assure you, I'd rather be doing a Rice Krispie treat. Y'all, the Ramble Reed Heed has sent me something saying, do you have this shirt, Big Fatty, that says bacon makes everything better? And y'all, I believe someone did send me that shirt. I don't remember who it was, but I believe I do have that shirt. So thank you, Tom, for looking out for me. And y'all, that came in on the Tanga. I've talked to you about that one. Y'all, I have got, speaking of getting new people to listen to the little show, y'all, here's one right here. And it is the Debster in the Daboro. Daboro. Okay, I don't know what that means. But y'all, Debster says, dear fat one, I am a new subscriber to your little show, and I just love it to bits. I hot you, Mr. Big. So much so that when I heard the Shuffle Along episode, when I heard the Shuffle Along episode, I just had to blog about it and play along. Hope your horror weekend will be lovely and drunky. Toodles, Debster and Daboro. I don't know what Daboro means, but y'all, if I don't, I'll have to go and Debster, I'll have to go look at your little thing a little. Oh, you're Big Fatty, you're sounding vulgar again, looking at Debster's little thing. But I'll have to go and check that out. So anyway, y'all, I hope I'll have a lot more to report to you, to include some blow-by-blow accounts of some gentlemen callers like that gay country boy.
Yes, I'm here to pick up some ham.
Well, I'm right here. Pick me up.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.